first election, I said Michelle Obama has a better ability to weave in the personal stories and the piece where I get you with public policy, even than Vice President Biden or even President Obama. Mm-hmm. And I said last night on CNN, I said, Mr. President ought to grab a couple of her points, because it reminded me in 1988 when Reverend Jackson gave his speech where he said, I understand what you've gone through, because this is where I've been. I understand. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important piece. People out there saying, I need to know the person sitting in the Oval Office understands what I'm dealing with. When you talk about the student loan debt, when you begin to talk about the raggedy car, mm-hmm. and things along those lines.
I had that car.
We've all been in that car.
They get that. And so, she nailed it. Anybody out there trying to hate, shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up, because right? you can't win that one. And even Ann Romney somewhere is going, damn, that's a bad speech.
That's how you do it.
Somewhere. But so, yeah, so you know, phenomenal speech. Tonight, California Attorney General Kamala Harris, she will be speaking tonight. Of course, the big keynote, of course, is former President Bill Clinton. And just like last night, Charlotte, that joint's going to go crazy when Bill Clinton walk out to give his keynote. So it's going to be very interesting. So we'll break it down tomorrow.
I'm about to do the damn thing.
But this morning, our guest is filmmaker Jenks Morton. And he has a documentary, Jay and Sybil, that answers a very interesting question. We've always heard this statement that there are more black men in prison than there are in college. Jenks, the answer to that question is?
The answer is college. There are 1,444,979 black men in college, 824,000 in jails, prisons, military jails, institutions for the criminally insane, and home arrest. It's not even close.
So they
you
lying.
They did lying. This documentary because you said it's time to confront these myths dealing with black men. The documentary is called Hoodwinked.
Absolutely, and it's just not myths about black men. It's about black women. And as we watched Michelle last night, I was thinking about you and this call this morning. Did you see the beauty of a black woman last night?
Man.
And I'm not talking about her physical appearance. Right. I'm talking about the soul of a black woman. Can you imagine if we had a nation of people, of black people, that looked at each other like that, that every time we saw you, we didn't see the stereotype? We don't see the angry black woman. We see a passionate black woman on stage. Be someone who's committed to our issues, someone who can connect with us. What if we did that with each other besides saying, you know, most black men are locked up or most black men are chasing white women or most black men are on the down low? All that foolishness is a divisive mechanism put into place by special interests in order to subjugate us as a group.
You, in the piece, you asked the question about stereotypes,
yep.
positive thing. We discussed it on TV1's Washington Watch Sunday. Tell our audience about that.
It was a heartbreaking section of the film where I went to three colleges here in Washington, D.C., and asked college-age black students to name a positive stereotype about black people.
College-age black students?
Yes, college-age. Howard University, Bowie State University, Prince George's Community College. But it's, you've got 29,000 hours of negative programming on the average teenage child. They don't hear positive statistics about information about black people. They don't hear positive or see positive images about black people. You ask them to name a positive stereotype about black people, they cannot come up with an answer. But the sad thing, as we talked about on Washington Watch, if I ask that same person to name a positive stereotype about Asians, they'll say that they're intelligent. Or a positive stereotype about Hispanics, they'll say they work hard. If we feel like this in our heart, mind, and soul about who we are, that we cannot come up with one summary statement of positive self-worth and group worth, we are at a very, very dangerous juncture in our history.
Bamboozle is showing in Washington, D.C. You're taking across the country. I'm sorry. First of all, we Bamboozle and Hoodwink.
Let a stray run amok and the wool pulled over our eyes. The movie's actually Hoodwink. I understand, Roland.
You're showing it in D.C. So explain how you're taking it across the country.
Well, I do community organizing around the country with my films. My films are designed to more educate as opposed to entertain. So I'm in Washington, D.C. this Thursday at the Avalon Theater, 8 p.m., doing the theatrical premiere, then moving to Chicago, coming back to Charlotte, then going to Philadelphia. So I go to communities, rent out a theater, bring about 400 or 500 people together, and just empower people to walk out. I can, especially with the book that goes along with Hoodwink, Black People Do Not Read. that I can take a 12-year-old boy after an experience at one of these events. He can go into the barbershop on Saturday morning and be a superstar, because that's where most of these myths get started.
Now, D.C., Thursday, Avalon Theater, you're in Chicago next week.
That's right. And the website is whatblackmenthink.com. If you want additional information about the film, please visit the website.
Oh, man, that is great. That is great. Very good.
We're confronting those myths. Jax Morton, man, we appreciate it, brother.
No, I appreciate you, Roland. I appreciate the TJMS team. Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jax. Thank you, Roland. Appreciate you, bro.
Jay, look forward to said about the white man thing, right?
Yeah, it just kind of touchy, man. It wasn't unnecessary.
I mean, the white woman thing, yeah. I just want to make sure you heard that.
Bring the beat in.
You know I heard it. There, Roland. All right, be safe tonight, man. DNC will be watching. 24 minutes past the hour, the TJMS.